Ukraine security issue.
There are signs of attrition of Russia's military arsenal, and the occupiers are no longer able to attack on several fronts at a time, Alexei Danilov, Secretary of National Security and Defense Council, said on Thursday. The Russian army deploys huge amounts of artillery and armored vehicles to Ukraine, gaining a firepower advantage, and the Ukrainian military cannot cope with this influx yet. The Ukrainian armed forces have to wage a defensive war waiting for arms deliveries from international partners that will enable them to counterattack. The delivery last month of American high-mobility artillery rocket systems HIMARS allowed Ukraine to strike precisely those Russian targets that were previously beyond the reach for Ukrainian weapons, but the Ukrainian army needs dozens of such systems, said Alexei Danilov. Rostislav Smirnov, advisor to the Interior Minister, notes visible effects produced by the more powerful Western weapons, citing reports about 20 Russian munition and fuel depots destroyed over the past week. This significantly reduces the enemy's fighting potential, he said.
Тільки пішли перші поставки важкого озброєння, і знову ж таки вони будуть там, скажімо, з кожним днем все наростати і наростати.
These are only the first batches of heavy weapons supplied to us, and their amount will be increasing every day. But we already see the early effects, and they are very serious. In the next couple of days, we are going to see a substantial reduction in the intensity of shelling at the eastern and southern fronts, because the destruction of Russian munition depots considerably complicates the supply logistics. They will have to set up new depots. At least they will have to change the ammo supply logistics, said Rostislav Smirnov. Fierce fighting continues in the Donbas. The Russians claim that they have taken the entire Luhansk region, but their troops have not yet reached its administrative border. Instead, they continue to shell Ukrainian cities and villages. They have turned the entire Donetsk region into the large hotspot where civilians are in constant danger. The lethal danger is growing for residents of Slavyansk, which the Russians shell indiscriminately and incessantly. Ukrainian and international experts expect the city to become the focal and decisive point in Russia's Donbas offensive campaign within days. Over the past 24 hours, Russian missiles and shells have targeted cities and villages in seven administrative regions, destroying apartment buildings and private houses, schools and hospitals, industrial facilities, offices, and causing fires in crop fields and forests. Numerous civilian casualties were reported on Thursday. In the occupied Kherson region, the invaders do not allow rescuers to extinguish fires, and local farmers and villagers try to do it themselves. Very many communities in the region are still cut off from water and power supplies. In the Odessa region, Russian missiles destroyed two farm hangars that kept 35 tons of grain, according to Sergei Brachuk, spokesman for the Odessa Region Military Administration. We can see very clearly that the enemy's purpose is to leave us without our grain. The Russians don't only remove stolen crops from the occupied territories, but also destroy farm hangars and granaries. The Russians offer so-called humanitarian grain corridors, but this problem can only be solved through international guarantees. Well, they want to make a global famine, so they'll arrange hell for themselves, said Sergei Brachuk. The Wall Street Journal writes that the Russian occupiers are setting up a military base on the premises of the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant with six nuclear reactors. They have brought heavy artillery, anti-aircraft and multiple launch rocket systems, tanks and other armored vehicles, and around 500 troops there. They have planted mines on the banks of the Kulin Reservoir and dug trenches around the plant. The plant bunker now serves as a base for engineers from Russia's nuclear agency Rosatom. The Russian invaders have removed all valuable artifacts and works of art from the museums in the occupied Azov port city of Mariupol, including paintings by famous artists, unique icons and precious archaeological finds. Members of the city council say they, just like the German Nazis, robbed the city's museums 8 decades ago. The Russian invaders are following suit, albeit under different slogans.